Welcome, everyone. Continue with Pele Yoitz, Ayus Beis, Shin number 121, discussing brachas and the importance of educating people to learn Hilchos brachas. The father of the house has to make sure he educates his family, his wife, children. The wife should make sure that the children know the brachas, what to make. There's a nice way of telling children, reminding children to make a bracha, as opposed to saying, make a bracha, which is more of a command. You could tell them, just an eitzah suggestion, the bracha on that is hadamah. The bracha on that is mezoinus. The bracha on that is shahakah, which you're reminding them, that's the bracha. What's the benefit of that? It's a softer way of saying to make the bracha. Okay, just an eitzah. A mitzvah zu, this responsibility, al avos, habonos, on the fathers, ba'abal, is to teach the b'nei mishpacha. She'asu l'achil, says the Shulchan Aruch, ready for this? In Aruchayim, Simen, Kuf, Samech, Tes, Sif, Beis. We just started Kuf Samech Beis right before the Pele Yoitz here. Kuf Samech Beis. So, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be learning. You see, that's why Musa and Halacha is one. Like we said a couple days ago, you can't learn Musa without Halacha. If you're learning Musa without Halacha, that means you're not learning Musa properly. Because Musa says, let me learn Halacha. And you can't learn Musa without learning Gemara or Mishnayis, because Musa is telling me I have to go learn Mishnayis and Gemara. That's what Musa is. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't give someone food to eat if you know they're not going to make a bracha. You're giving them food, but they're not making the bracha. Ve'ish nenosh al anshi beiso yivlechei mechuyiv lelamdo oy lahaskir lo milamed. And a person is held responsible if he doesn't educate and teach his family members properly. Therefore, you have to make sure you teach them, or you hire someone to teach them. V'zeh klal godol. This is the big rule. Shal yochu sh'odam al hoitzo v'al yachshav li'ibud zman ma'ashim s'asik bin yonim eilu l'lamei desha'am v'es b'nei beisai deya v'lezakoyzim echadayma. Person has to have the proper mindset, says the Pele Yoitz. Don't think it's a waste of time. Don't think you could be doing something better with your money as opposed to spending it on having someone teach people how to make Hilchos Brachos. Adarabah, just the opposite. Use your time. Use your money. Learn Hilchos Brachos. It sounds obvious to many, of course. What else should you do with your money, right? Nonetheless, the Pele Yoitz felt it's necessary to write this. Ki malonu mizmanu mamoin im loy lazes by rotzlin v'nachas ruach liyatsreino. What's the point of our money? What's the point of our time if we're not using our time and money to do the will of Hashem? To bring nachas ruach liyatsreino. O pa'amim shebituluha shel toira, shebitula shel toira zeh kiyuma. Al derech lesiv, eis lazes la'Hashem, hei feirus er secha. Ashrei hasom archoiso lazes davar bi'itoi al maskuntoi. He's praising those who take their time, and if there's a need to teach Hilchos Brachos, to do so. And I'll just make another suggestion, and it doesn't just have to be by the Shabbos table, even by the regular weekday table. You take out a Hilchos Brachos Sefer. The great Sfarim out there, I can start naming them, but they're endless. Whatever speaks to you, Hebrew, English, whatever language you want, and learn very short at the table. Very short. During the week, Hilchos Brachos. On Shabbos, you could do Hilchos Brachos, but also on Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos. A short amount. If you go too long, that's it, you can lose everybody. They're going to see you take out the Sefer right away, that's it, they're already turned off. Just very, you know, let them ask for more. Let them clarify, let them talk about it. I'm talking about to little children, you know, little could be 16, 15, you know, however old they are.
Says the
So it's interesting what he's writing here. He's saying that make sure you go to an expert that can teach you the correct text of the brachos. So in this generation, you wonder, like, what's so hard about that? You open the Siddur. Some people say, you open the Siddur, you have it right in the phone right here. You know, someone showed me yesterday, he has an app, on his app, so if he had grapes and the Zainus, so he presses the bracha achreina, that puts it right away together in the Ala Eitz and Ala Michya together. So he doesn't have to, like, remind himself. You know how many times you could start making the bracha, and you say, okay, I know it's Yantif. I'm going to add Uritzei, right? I know it's Rishon. I'm going to add Zachreinu L'Yom Rosh Chodesh. By the time you finish, like, wait a minute, I forgot. But you just told yourself, I'm going to do it, right? I guess I'm not alone, right? So he was showing me that you have this, I'm not encouraging smartphones. That's the last thing I'm encouraging. I'm just saying that there is such a benefit like that, where he has this app that, you know, puts the two together. Just know, what am I eating? What am I make a bracha on? I had an eitz, I had a shivas minim, I had a mezainis. Impressive, put together. You see over here that Pelioitz is talking in a time when people didn't necessarily know the brachas that they should make, what the text is properly. That's why he's spending time saying this. Even more so, you have to make sure you have the right nusach, the right text for Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. Why? Because Kiddush Levana is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. You're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Now, the main text of Kiddush Levana comes from where? Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara Sanhedrin. And then, of course, the other psukim that are added as well. We'll stop over here.